Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Movie theaters. I mean, what good is entertainment without a movie theater to enjoy it in?
Right, right. Say all of us, yet none of us have been back to a movie yet.
I haven't really wanted to see anything that has been out, although there hasn't been much out. But the Jungle Cruise with Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
With The Rock.
I want to see that. The nerdy boat nerd transportation kid in me is intrigued by that.
Is that a Disney remake?
It is, I think.
I don't even know if it's a remake. It's a Disney movie, though, yeah.
Yeah, it feels very sort of like little kid Disney to me.
Have you seen the Jumanji movies?
The old one?
No, the new ones with The Rock.
I have not.
And Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart. I think you would get a kick out of that because it's the nerdy kid that when he gets sucked into the game, he becomes The Rock.
Ah, gotcha.
And so, you know, this nerdy kid is this big,
beefy,
beautiful, strong, super powerful dude.
At Disney World, there's the Jungle Cruise, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like the ride you go on with
maybe that's what's ringing a bell with
you. You go on that ride with your great aunt because she's not going to go on the
coasters
with you, right? So you go on that. So now there's a movie that's based off that ride, that ride's been around for decades.
Never.
Without any sort of meaning, at least to me. I didn't know what that ride was.
Right.
So now there's a story about this magical tree in the Amazon and they got to go find it.
I think you have an assignment for today. Go to the movie.
In a lot of our defenses, though, I never went to the movies very much pre-pandemic.
Same.
So the fact that I haven't returned is not that. I honestly don't even know the last movie I saw in a theater.
And I haven't found anything that I really want to see on that type of screen. Like, it's got to be like a Top Gun / Maverick or maybe like a James Bond. It's got to be something epic.
With the sound.
For me to want to go in there. Otherwise, I mean, I get a big 79-inch sitting in my living room. So. Surround sound.
Yeah. Well, then you people are all part of the problem.
Yes, we are.
Yep. Admittedly so.
In addition to the rising concern of that Delta variant, Paramount is delaying the release of Clifford the Big Red Dog in theaters. The movie is done. It's going to be released September 17th. But since Paramount is worried parents won't be taking their kids to the theater, they decided to delay it until they felt it would be more safe to go out.
See, I've been following along with Clifford the Big Red Dog because we're big fans of it. We watch it on the PBS Kids app. And so I was like, well, that'll be fun. This is like a live action Clifford the Big Red Dog. So it's kind of supposed to be like real life. But a lot of people are saying that they let their kids watch the trailer and they're actually finding the dog a little bit scary for kids. So I'm wondering if they're saying this because they kind of feel like the movie might be a little bit of a flop.
Could be. Hmm. We will see.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I should probably take a break here. I'll come back to the other thing because I need more time to talk about it. 6:29, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
And now with 25 meters left, Zach Appel is looking good to keep the streak alive. Duncan Scott trying to make up some ground here with 10 meters left, but he's not going to do it. And from lane one this time, the U.S. is 15 for 15, world record. Medal again.
There you go. Team USA winning gold on Saturday in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay.
We got home from the FC game, flipped the TV on, and just happened to, it came on, and that's the race that was on, and we watched it live. It was super cool. And Zach Appel's from Trenton,
the
Butler County area, so that's pretty cool.
That's his second gold medal, which is so exciting.
And a world record.
Yeah.
Last week, U.S. swimmer Bobby Fink came from behind to win gold in the 800-meter freestyle, and over the weekend, he did it again in the 1500-meter freestyle.
Turn for home, 7/10 back to Fink. Vermont checking at the same pace. There
we go.
Fink is turning on the jets again. He says, "I got another gear, guys." Bobby Fink doing what he did at the 800, just flashing by.
Another come-from-behind victory there on Saturday. Katie Ledecky won her third straight gold medal in the women's 800-meter freestyle. And that's the wrong audio.
Katie Ledecky will win her third straight Olympic gold world in the women's 800 free. And an historic career for Katie Ledecky here at Tokyo.
It's awesome. I just wanted to finish on a really good note, and I'm so happy. Oh, that was not my last swim. I'm at least going to 24, maybe 28. We'll see.
Wow, I thought she was going to retire. That's so exciting.
And Caleb Dressel broke his own world record to win the gold in the 100-meter butterfly on Saturday.
So here we go. Christoph Milak in lane 5 is coming up on Dressel a little bit. Dressel trying to hold him off. 15 meters left. Dressel still holding off the Hungarian Balon in lane 5. Caleb Dressel is trying to get his second individual goal of these games, and he'll do it with a world record for Dressel.
There you go.
We do have a couple of spoiler alerts, should we, because they're kind of big news.
Well, it was on
of
live.
Things that will happen.
I know a lot of people were up watching.
So,
Well, I think you have to because all of the alerts are already coming down.
All right. Well, then let's go ahead and say it.
Spoiler alert.
The women's soccer team lost.
To Canada.
Yep. So they'll now be competing for bronze. Mm-hmm. And Jade Carey won the gold in the floor routines. So that was very exciting.
And Simone is going to be competing on the balance beam.
Tomorrow. She has decided this is the last event that she could compete in. And as of right now, she's saying she will compete.
One of the big feel-good stories over the weekend was yesterday, two Olympic high jumpers battling to a tie. They were headed for a jump off, but then they made the joint decision to call it off and just share the gold medal.
Third attempt, 239 for the world champion, Mutsas Esarbashim. Very close, but no cigar. Tambiri, 239 for a win. No.
I think they have to discuss a jump off, do they not?
They may indeed.
Yeah, I think
in
we're going to go
we
again.
Yeah, one option is they can do a jump off or they can share the gold medal, which is apparently allowed in the rules. Gianmarco Tambiri of Italy and Mutsas Esarbashim of Qatar shook on the shared victory plan, excitedly embraced after they decided to share the gold.
We can continue with the jump off.
Can we have two gold?
It's possible. Depends if you decide. History, if you both decide on the jump.
They've agreed to share the gold medal.
This is an absolutely insane night in the stadium.
Yeah, it was a pretty awesome moment. Yeah.
They said that they're best friends. Like, evidently, they compete against each other all the time and that they see each other all the time and that they're really good friends. And when they just looked at each other, they were like, they knew.
Right. Yeah. That's great.
That is very cool. So USA is leading with 60 medals right now, followed by China at 57 and Russia at 45.
All right.
So we're doing all right, making it happen.
Yeah.
Do you have any of the Snoop Dogg, Kevin Hart?
This is pretty funny. Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart did some playful Olympic analysis, and the internet, like, totally wants NBC to hire them.
Horses. I like this. This is equestrian.
This is Crampton. By the way, look at that horse.
Did you? Oh, the horse crip walking, cuz. You see that? On the set. Oh, look at this, cuz.
Oh, come on, man.
This horse is off the chain. I got to get this in a video. Oh, my God.
Snoop said I got to put the horse in the video. Horse crip walking is officially in the Olympics.
Man, you see that?
So I've been watching a lot of this on YouTube, and I put the link up on our Q102 Facebook page. You really have to see it because it is just hilarious. He is just, Snoop Dogg just goes off on these little tangents.
Are the two of them just sitting in front of the TV?
No, they're in front of like a actual desk. It's like they're doing anchor reporting or whatever. Okay. And then they show like little clips and they kind of commentate about it. But it's really very funny.
Well, those two are both just very funny
people.
But
he cusses a lot, so parent alert.
All right.
All right, so who do we want now that there have been 10, total of 10 Jeopardy hosts so far? Who is America loving to be our next Jeopardy host? Well, coming in last place is George Stephanopoulos with only 2% of the vote. Robin Roberts isn't far behind with 3%. Dr. Oz at 4%, Anderson Cooper 5%, Katie Couric, Aaron Rodgers, both with 5%.
I thought Aaron Rodgers did a surprisingly good job.
Yeah, yep. I always mess up her name, Mayim Bialik.
Mayim Bialik.
Mayim Bialik, 8%. LeVar Burton is in third place with 10%.
He was a little stiff, but I love his passion for that game. Like, he loves Jeopardy, and I feel like if you let him do
work with him a little bit,
I think he could really be good at it.
Do something with it. Yeah. Okay. Well, executive producer Mike Richards is at 14%, and number one in first place is Ken Jennings with 23%.
He did a nice job too.
Well, that makes sense. You know,
and he also really knows the answers.
He's got the credentials. Yeah, that would be cool.
How fun.
So we'll see what they end up. How long can they go without naming somebody?
When they plan to.
It seems like both times that Kelly Ripa needed a new co-host, it took forever for them to hire somebody.
Let's sit down here at Tim's PR table.
Yes.
Jeopardy gets talked about all the time if they keep announcing new guest stars.
It's very true.
Once they pick somebody,
story's over.
Done.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, well, DaBaby is still dealing with all the fallout from his homophobic rant last week and his failed attempts to explain what he meant. Yesterday, Lollapalooza dumped DaBaby, who was scheduled to headline last night. It's unclear when they made the call, but it was not announced until about 12 hours before he was supposed to take the stage. The festival released a statement saying, quote, Lollapalooza was founded on diversity, inclusivity, respect, and love. With that in mind, DaBaby will no longer be performing. Young Thug took his place. DaBaby hasn't commented.
Wow. They're terrified of what he might say once he gets up on the stage. Because, all of his attempts of, I don't know if they've been apologies or just him trying to clarify what it was. He has not helped his case one little bit.
No.
So I could see where they'd be nervous giving him an open mic at this point.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday was the 40th birthday, the 40th anniversary of the debut of MTV.
5, 4, we've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
Yep.
Remember that famous top of the hour theme song?
Sure. First video they played, of course, was Video Killed the Radio Star.
The Buggles.
And by the way, they didn't.
We are still here.
They're still hanging in there.
They're not doing videos.
Not as
many. We outlasted them.
So who won that one?
Who won? So they came out with a list of the greatest music videos of all time. Of course, this is a list that they release every once in a while, but they have to update it in case something new comes down the pike. So
I wonder how many of these you'll remember.
Let's see. I got the top 20 here, but we don't. Let's see. Interesting ones are Prince and Kiss at number 18. Duran Duran's Hungry Like the Wolf at 17. Missy Elliott made the list with The Rain.
That was a good move.
At 16. Uh-huh. Aha is at 14 with Take On Me.
Waiting for that one.
Nirvana's still on the list at 13 with Smells Like Teen Spirit. Now, of course, Beyonce's on here a couple of times. Single Ladies is at number 12. George Michael at Freedom 90 at 11. Michael Jackson, Billie Jean at 10. When we get into the top ones, let's see, November Rain, Sledgehammer, D'Angelo, Untitled, How Does It Feel at number 7.
Remember that? He was just standing there completely naked, and they did a 360 of his whole body. No one else.
I take
just
it you
me.
Enjoyed that. That's just you. Beastie Boys with Sabotage at number 6. New Order, Perfect Kiss at 5. And then we get into a couple that are a little more current. Childish Gambino, This Is America, number 4. Madonna's Vogue is at number 3. Johnny Cash, Hurt, and number 2. And the number 1 video of all time on MTV, Beyonce's Formation. I see it, I want it, want it, want it,
yellow, want it. All right. Who knew?
Who knew?
Greatest video of all time.
Now, I couldn't tell you last time I watched MTV, and that was something was on. We had that on our TV in our dorm room all the time.
Last
it was
time
just
I paid
non-stop.
Attention on the regular was Jersey Shore.
That was it. Same, when that went away,
it's
you
still
bailed.
There. They still have it.
I know. It's not the same.
It's not the same without the original crew.
Yeah.
I mean, they have some of them there, but it's like they got kids now. And
what fun is that?
They only go for like a weekend. It was way more fun when Snooki was.
Who wants to see that? Yeah. We've got that in our own living rooms.
Well, in last week, the Senate officially announced the passage of a resolution that will make August 11th Hip Hop Celebration Day.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.